The habit we're going to talk about working on this month is gratitude. And gratitude is simply giving thanks. And we want to think about who we are ultimately giving thanks to. So in Romans 1:21, it talks about how although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give him thanks. But instead, their foolish hearts were darkened, and they exchanged the image of God for the image of the created thing. And it talks about how they knew who God was, they knew that he had created everything, but yet they didn't honor him or treat him as God, and they didn't give him thanks. And so we want to make sure that if we are followers of Christ, we want to give thanks to God for every good thing that we have in this world. Everything that you enjoy that is good, right, comes from God. And we want to make sure that we're giving him thanks for those things and not treating them as if we got them ourselves or if we deserve them or if we earn them, but that everything comes from God. So this is the way that the Bible speaks about the world, that all things are from God. He created it. All things are through God. He sustains it. He keeps it existing. And all things are to God. They are for his sake. And so being his creatures as well, the same could be said of us. We're made by God. We are sustained by God, through God, and we are made for God. And so to honor him as God, we want to give him thanks. There's a British journalist by the name of G.K. Chesterton, and he writes a lot of funny or witty things, and he has a couple different quotes about gratitude. So I'm going to share a few of those with you today to help us think about how we can cultivate this habit of gratitude and what gratitude looks like. So one of them, here's a quote from G.K. Chesterton. When we were children, we were grateful to our parents, to those who filled our stockings at Christmas time. Why are we not grateful to God for filling our stockings with legs? The worst moment for an atheist is when he is really thankful and he has nobody to thank. Or you say grace before meals. All right. But I say grace before the concert and the opera and grace before the play and the pantomime and grace before I open a book and grace before sketching, painting, swimming, fencing, boxing, walking, playing, dancing, and grace before I dip the pen in the ink. So you see Chesterton talking about how before everything he's doing, he can give thanks to God and thank God for his ability to be at school today. Thank God for his ability to learn math and grammar and Latin and spelling and all of these different things. He can thank God for them because every good thing is from God, through God, and for God. So we're in the middle of March. This seems to be one of the last weeks of extreme cold that we're going to have this year. We're in the middle of the semester, getting close to that halfway point, and at this time it can seem a little bit like drudgery, but giving thanks, thanking God for these moments can help revive our hearts, fill us with hope, and keep going. There's an example from Lord of the Rings that illustrates this. So if you brought your commonplace books, you can copy it down. This one's in mine. There, peeping among the cloud rack above a dark mountain high up in the mountains, Sam saw a white star twinkle for a while. The beauty of it smote his heart, and as he looked up out of the forsaken land, hope returned to him. For like a shaft, clear and cold, the thought pierced him that in the end, the shadow was only a small and passing thing. There was light and high beauty forever beyond its reach. All right, some of the drudgery and length of the school year, it's only a passing thing. It will be over soon. And there is hope in the midst of some of those hard times. For a few minutes, what I'd like to try and do is start to cultivate this gratitude together. So what I'm going to ask is that if you have something you could be thankful to God for, you just stand up and say, I'm thankful to God for good coffee. I'm thankful to God that it is March, and that means the snow will be melting soon. Or I'm thankful to God for my teachers, right? So, if you have something you're thankful to God for, let's take a few minutes. Just stand up, say you're thankful to God for that, and then you can sit back down. Go ahead, Ross.
I'm thankful for that I have parents.
Great, yeah. All right, go ahead, Lucy.
I'm thankful for
animals. Go ahead, T-Bone.
I'm thankful for my family.
Yep, Max.
I'm thankful
for my
family. Noah. I'm thankful
for video games. Video games, yeah. Go ahead, Maya. Jesus. All right, Trey.
I'm thankful for school.
Alicia.
I'm thankful for my house.
I'm
Caleb.
I was going to say, I'm thankful for
Eve. Autumn.
I'm thankful for diversity.
John.
I'm thankful for all my friends.
Juliana. Josh.
I'm thankful for Starbucks.
Greta. Yeah, so hopefully you were able to share or hear a lot of those. You can sit down now. But I'd encourage you that in your classes, maybe at the beginning of each school day, you can take some moments to give thanks to God, share those thanksgivings with each other. Maybe before each class, you might take a small moment to write down some things you're thankful for and then thank God for them. Because that is what we are to do, to recognize that all things are from God.